It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, April 10th. I'm Patricia Naft. A bill in the Senate that would have banned gay conversion therapy was killed in committee Wednesday. House Bill 1175 would have prohibited licensed psychiatrists from engaging in conversion therapy with anyone under the age of 18. The same day, the White House released a statement condemning the practice. According to the New York Times, the presidential statement was a response to the death of Lila Alcorn, a transgender youth who killed herself after therapists tried to convert her back to being a boy. An upcoming seminar aims to teach hunting and fishing skills to those with no one to teach them. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife will be hosting a women's-only outdoor skills event next month.
And we will be teaching the topics of beginning archery, beginning fly fishing, and beginning shotgun shooting.
That was Kelly Crane, a district wildlife manager for CPW. She says that the 15-person class is targeted at people who would otherwise have a difficult time learning those skills.
We want people who don't know anything and people who maybe don't have any other way to learn. They don't have family members who are there to teach them how to fly fish or to shoot, things of that nature. Sometimes women, especially if they haven't had a lot of experience in shooting sports or outdoor stuff, sometimes find just mixed-sex classes a little intimidating. They don't like to ask questions, so we found that these women-only classes are a nice, safe place for women to learn new skills.
Crane has put on about half a dozen of these classes before, and she says that there's been continued interest, and the attendees continue to enjoy Colorado Wilderness afterwards.
I've had women attend hunter ed classes after, and then go on to attend other seminars that we put on, for example, bear hunting seminar or a turkey hunting seminar. I've also had women, I've checked women in the field when they've been hunting with friends or family members. They tend to be with male family members who are also taking part in whether it be hunting or fishing. So for those females that, like I said, don't have maybe a family member who's interested in hunting, fishing, but they are, it's hard for them to get started. So we definitely feel like we're touching a segment of the population that we would like to see more of out there in the field.
The class is happening over the course of 3 days at the end of May, just outside of Norwood. Anyone interested can call the Montrose Parks and Wildlife Office by May 11th. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Spring municipal elections are over in some places across the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, Kennedy and Taggart won the two contested seats on the city council, but there were also some other big decisions. Mayor Phyllis Norris explains the two issues.
The first one we had was about the city partnering with broadband companies. There was a Senate bill passed in 2007 that prevented cities or counties from working with broadband companies. And it's what it was, is the ballot question said, can we override that Senate bill so we would be able to go out and partner and talk to these broadband companies to see if we could help them get fiber in the ground here in Grand Junction. And that passed by 75% of the vote, which is huge. And it's what it does. It just opens it up for us to go out and try to get broadband companies to come in, as well as put fiber in the ground or allow them to hook onto some of the fiber that the city currently has.
Several towns and cities across Colorado, including Montrose, have passed similar items. Norris hopes that they'll be able to receive grants to develop high-speed internet in the city, something she sees as a requisite for businesses.
The other issue was voted down, and it's what it was to finish the Westside Parkway. We have finished the Riverside Parkway, and we're still paying on that. And we had asked voters if we could go ahead and finish the Westside Parkway, and voters turned that down. They didn't want us to do that.
She says that the city will become more congested by the year 2020, but with the measure voted down, they'll have to figure something else out. And finally, lawmakers in the House initially passed the state's annual budget on Wednesday. After hours of debate, the chamber decided to set aside money to help preserve a passenger train that runs through southeastern Colorado. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
It was one of several changes lawmakers made to the $9.6 billion general fund, which pays for roads, schools, and health care, among other things. The Southwest Chief Rail Line stretches from Chicago to Los Angeles, but segments of the track are aging. Without major repairs, Amtrak says the track speeds won't be fast enough for passenger rail. The stretch in Colorado that passes through Trinidad, Lamar, and La Junta could be diverted entirely if rail upgrades don't continue.
Kansas last year put forward $3 million towards this. They plan on putting a similar amount forward this year. I think Colorado can step up to the plate if Kansas can step up to the plate.
That's Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace. The former Democratic state lawmaker and head of the Southwest Chief Commission was lobbying lawmakers to support an amendment. It would set aside $1 million for the project and help leverage a federal grant.
We can't risk losing passenger rail in rural Colorado. If you talk to rural Colorado, all too often we feel that the metro area doesn't pay attention. Here's one small way that the state can invest in rural Colorado and southern Colorado.
We have to be realistic and we have to be fiscally prudent.
That's Democratic Representative Diane Mitchbush from Steamboat Springs. She serves on the House Transportation and Energy Committee. She says while she supports the Southwest Chief Line, she doesn't think the state can afford the money in this budget.
That million comes from somewhere. I mean, this isn't just, you know, free money that's sitting over there. It's a matter of, you know, of balancing back and forth.
Most of the state budget is locked up and lawmakers only have a limited chance to make changes. The Constitution requires the legislature to pass a balanced budget. The state has a months-long budgeting process, and Colorado has mandated spending increases in programs like K-12 schools. Republican Representative Tim Dore of Elizabeth was a main sponsor of the Southwest Chief Amendment.
If you have what is a transportation need not being met down in southeastern Colorado, where businesses are not able to use the rail line in a beneficial way, that can hurt the rest of the state. You really lose another option when it comes to transportation. And, you know, you have obviously auto and air, but train has always been important to this country, continues to be.
Kansas and New Mexico also need to upgrade their tracks to preserve the line. And Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, which owns the tracks, and Amtrak are also contributing money towards the federal grant. But last week, the Senate defeated a similar proposal when it passed the budget. So it's not clear if the Southwest Chief funding will ultimately be approved. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The bill passed the House Thursday morning and now heads to a conference committee. Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by DJ MJ and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.